6. I am Betty Meyer, a volunteer interviewer for the German from Russia Heritage Collection, North Dakota State University Libraries in Fargo. It's a pleasure to visit with John Jacob Albrecht in, well, we're not in, we're on a farm on Highway 1804 at John's home. And we're going to get started by asking John what his name is, date of birth, and where you were born.
I'm John Jacob Albrecht, born in Sand Creek, North Dakota.
Is that a township, Sand Creek?
Yes.
Okay. And that's township. In Emmett County then, huh? And the birth date?
The birth, I was born 1918, January the 4th.
Okay, and what was your father's name?
Fred Albrecht.
Okay, and do you know where he came from? Did he come from South Russia?
He came from somewhere, from Russia.
White
Russia.
And when and where did he die? Do you know?
Yes, he died in 1953.
In Linton.
And so he must be buried then?
Linton Cemetery.
Okay. And what was your mother's name?
Katie.
What's your maiden name?
Katie Lyer.
And was she born here in the States or in Russia?
She was born in the States here.
Do you know where?
Ashley.
Mm-hmm. And where is she buried?
She's buried in the Linton Cemetery.
And what year did she die?
She died in 1959, I believe.
1959?
Yeah, 1959.
Mm-hmm. And how many brothers and sisters did you have in your family?
I had 3 brothers and 4 sisters.
And can you give me the names of them and in the order? I have a hard time doing that with my own kids, I don't know.
Alfred Albrecht, Katie Albrecht, Emma Albrecht, Eddie Albrecht, John Albrecht, and Martha Albrecht, Frieda Albrecht, and Bill Albrecht.
That's great. Do you have any recollections of what your mother told you about growing up?
No. You were John or grandma?
No, his mother. Yeah.
Well, I really
didn't. Okay. Did your father tell you any stories about his growing up?
Oh, yes, he did. He said things were rough when they were in Russia, and they were told at one time to move out now, and it was below zero weather. And that's about all he said to me. Move to the United States.
In other words, they didn't tell you many stories about the old country then?
No. Uh-huh. No. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember any of the village names that they lived in?
I remember they said something about White Russia, where they lived in. Mm-hmm. And
when we filled out the form on this oral history interview from some of the records, Kleinbergdorf, Kleinbergdorf, was the village that the Albrecht family had been born in. So we're sort of assuming that John's father was also born there, because one of his brothers was born there too. So, did your father ever say that he wanted to go back to the old country to visit family?
No, he never did.
Okay.
I think he knew he couldn't afford it.
Yeah.
Did they ever get any letters from the old country?
Yes, they got some information from over there.
And that is, this one that was sent?
Yes. And my Uncle Chris, he wrote all back and forth all the time.
Hmm.
That would be him in that book there. Mm-hmm. And he sent clothes and stuff over there. And number of things.
Mm-hmm. Was this during what time period?
Probably during the Depression years.
It was in the 50s.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What language did you speak as a child?
German.
So both your mom and dad then spoke German,
yes.
And that was spoken in the family home.
Yeah, I don't think my mother even knew how to talk English.
Didn't at all, ever, huh?
No, I don't think so.
And she died in 1957. Mm-hmm. Do you know what dialect you spoke?
A low Russian. I mean, low German.
Low German.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What were some of the childhood chores that you had to do, that you liked to do?
Oh, beat the cows, hogs, and chickens.
What were some that you didn't like to do?
And the farm work, I loved that.
You did?
Yeah.
What were some of the things that you didn't like to do?
Well, I don't think there wasn't anything there.
You were out the barn.
You were the barn.
Cleaning out the barn was the worst thing. Were you ever disciplined? Did your mom and dad ever discipline you?
Yes, my dad did.
Mom didn't, though.
No, she
was a gentle person.
Yeah.
No, how do you say that in German? Schlägerig.
Did you get to go to school?
Oh, yes. I went to school.
And what kind of a school did you go to?
Country school.
One-room school?
One-room school.
You went through grades through 8?
No, I didn't. I was about 5th grade, 4.
Mm-hmm.
Who were some of the kids that went to school there with you?
There were a Scher bunch, Adam Scher's kids, and Munch, Jacob Munch, and Hager.
Were they all
solar? But
were they all German?
I would say they were all German.
Do you remember your teachers?
I don't remember none of them. Yeah, it was Huber, Lady Huber, and Virginia Klein.
Yeah, but she didn't teach you.
No, that's right. That she didn't.
Oh.
Right, that's right.
Was there religion in your home?
Yes.
And was a church important part of your upbringing?
Yes, it was.
And which church was?
The Baptist Church.
Okay. What language was the church services and prayers in?
They were German from when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And they switched over to English later on.
Mm-hmm. And later on would have been probably in what year, do you remember?
I would say in in the 50s.
Mm-hmm. And how did your parents feel about this switchover? Did they accept that, or did they not change, or what?
Well, they changed, but they didn't like it very well.
Mm-hmm. So, were you baptized then in the Baptist church?
And no, I wasn't.
And confirmed?
No.
No. Okay. Were there any special activities then in the church that you took part in?
Yes, there was singing and Christmas programs and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Were your parents or grandparents involved in the founding or joining another church, or in that same church, the Baptist church, where they
did? We were only in the Baptist church.
They were only in the Baptist.
Did your uncle Chris?
Charter members of the Lincoln Church.
His uncle Chris was charter member of the Lincoln
Church. Okay, Uncle Chris Albrecht was a charter member then of the Baptist Church in Linton.
Mm-hmm. It started out in Pembroke and different places, in mm-hmm. homes.
Mm-hmm. Another question that we have is, how did the family deal with death? Were there special songs or special events that you remember with death? In grieving, perhaps, of your grandparents?
No, there's nothing that I can remember, but they had special songs they wanted to be sung in church and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. How about, were there any wrought iron crosses that were used for grave markers in your family? Yours are all pretty recent, so perhaps not.
No, I don't think there were any wrought iron grave markers.
Mm-hmm. Are there any heirlooms or objects of sentimental value that have been passed down?
And your parents' Bible?
It's Dad's Bible. It's about...
Yeah. But your Dad's Bible was how old? When did he start that?
I think it was probably before he came to this country. It was probably before he came to this
mm-hmm.
country. Because there's no dates in it, as far as I can see. It's all in German. I can't read it.
So you have the family Bible, and what else?
And Grandma and Grandpa's pictures. And that's about it.
Both your mother's parents and your father's parents.
Both my mother's parents and my father's parents.
Right.
Mm-hmm. In the big oval,
old-fashioned
frames.
Old-fashioned picture frames.
Are there any stories that you can recollect on those?
No, not
really. Well, Frieda had them. Frieda lived, she was a younger daughter, and she had them, and when she passed away, her husband, John Schmier, gave them to John.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bible was given at the same time, I think. But Frieda was the first one that had them,
mm-hmm.
and then it came to John afterwards.
Mm-hmm. I think we're going to take pictures of those today, so we'll put that in the file, because it's interesting to see both sides of the family like that. Were there Christmas celebrations in your home?
Yes, there were. We each got a plate of nuts and peanuts and candy, and we really enjoyed them. They're good things.
Did you get any fruit or apples or oranges or something like that when you were?
Yes, we got apples and oranges and peanuts, candy.
Now, did you ever on Christmas Eve encounter the pigeon eating? or the Christian, anything like that? How did Santa Claus come?
Well, we really didn't have Santa Claus come in those days.
Okay.
We did in my family, but it wasn't like my kids do.
Yeah.
Were there any Easter activities? The Easter Bunny come?
Yes, Easter Bunny come. We had a hunt for eggs.
What kind of eggs? Real eggs or candy eggs?
They're real eggs.
Real eggs, huh? Outside or inside?
Most of the time they were inside.
Okay, what, when you got married, were there special marriage ceremonies? Was there a reception held, or did you just get married?
We just got married.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah. There wasn't any accordion music or
no, there was no
dancing
accordion
or anything
music.
Like that.
No.
Did you sing any German songs?
No.
No? Did you have any kind of a dinner?
Well, we had.
You probably don't remember, huh?
No, we just went out and
you just got
spent
married.
A few days lift up. I mean, had fun. And
okay. Where did you meet?
I think I met her in the bowling alley in Lytton. She was looking for a way right home, and that's where it all started.
Now, did she live close to you then?
Yes, she did. She lived about 4 miles.
Oh.
She was teaching school at the Sand Creek Country School.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm. You didn't give her name at any time, so they don't even know.
No, we don't. I guess it's supposed to be on one of the forms here. But who did you marry?
Virginia Klein.
And who were her parents?
Eugene Klein.
And Margaret.
Margaret Eugene Klein.
And what was her maiden name?
She was a Bunker.
Oh.
And Strasburg.
They were from Strasburg area then, huh? Okay. When we're talking about family activity, I've asked John about dancing and playing cards, and he said they did belong to the Baptist Church, so they did not dance and they did not play cards. Was there any music in your family? Did they play any instruments?
No, there were.
There was none there either. Were the children permitted to stay with the adults when some other adults came to visit you?
Yes, they were once in a great while.
Mm-hmm. Were there any community meetings for young people or for the families?
Yes, we went to the neighbors. And there were a lot of neighbors in them days. And we were going once or twice a week to visit.
The kids get to play games then when you went? Depending on the time of year, I suppose, huh?
Well, we played baseball, hide and go see, you name it.
Mm-hmm. Were your parents or grandparents superstitions in any way?
They were sometimes.
Like what? Did they?
Like if we get into trouble or something like that.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean if you got into trouble?
Well,
you
doing things that we shouldn't do.
Oh.
She meant superstitious.
Oh, yeah. No, not really.
No, it's superstitious.
What happened when you got sick, when some of the kids got sick? What did your parents do?
Well, they tried to take care of us the best they could.
You didn't go to the doctor then?
Well, sometimes we would have to go to the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, tell about your experiences when you were in school that day.
Oh, I got sick one day at school. I was sick before I went to school, and I didn't want to miss no school, so I went to school, and about 10:30 in the morning, I had a vomit and didn't quite make it out of the school, so the teacher made me stay in the horse barn the rest of the day, and I got whooping cough and double pneumonia, and an appendix bursted, and I was pretty bad shape. I couldn't hardly walk or half by the time I got to go home. And it took me about 3 weeks to recover.
Well, you were in the hospital.
Yeah, I went to the hospital. Yeah.
They operated on you.
Yeah.
My goodness. The teachers were pretty strict and stern about in those days, weren't they?
Yeah, they were, yeah.
Do you remember how old you were?
About 9 years old.
Did you have anybody in the neighborhood who helped with home remedies, or were you, your mother pretty good at?
My mother was pretty good at that. We did have neighbors that had remedies how to overcome sickness and stuff like that.
I don't imagine you'd remember if there were midwives in the in your community.
No, I don't.
Were there German newspapers in your home?
Yes, there were.
You remember what they were?
No, I don't, but my dad was getting two or three of them. A daily German paper. And he kept up pretty well what was going on in the world.
Did you ever read them?
No, I didn't know how to read German.
Oh, that's right. People can speak German around here, but they didn't learn how to read it.
That's right.
Yeah. We could read something in here.
So he got information about the world, or do you remember if he ever read anything about families back in Germany?
No, he didn't. About the family that was left behind in Germany. He talked about them, but that was it about them.
Were there any funnies or comics connected with that paper?
Yes, there was.
You didn't read those either, huh?
Well, if they were English.
But you couldn't read German.
No.
Do you remember when your family got its modern conveniences? Like electricity or?
Yes, I would say in the late 50s.
How about radio?
And radio, we got that in the 40s.
And do you remember when you got your first car?
No, I don't, but my dad had a car that I can remember since I was. Can remember.
What kind of a car was that?
Well, Oberlin was the first one.
Do you remember when you got your television?
Yes, I remember that. That was in the early 50s.
And what were your favorite programs?
Well, on the radio it was Amos and Andy. And on TV, I can't remember what was there. We were just glad to see a picture.
Did you get to watch Lawrence Welk?
Oh, yes. That was very important. Oh, Lawrence Welk show, we religiously had to listen to that once a week.
Did you know Lawrence Welk or know anyone?
Yes. Lawrence Welk was my wife's first or second cousin.
Tell about when they come and hunted pheasants and ate steaks at your house and stuff.
Well, old Lawrence brought steaks from Chicago at the Stockyard Inn, and my wife made them. And old Lawrence was quite a guy. He was just an ordinary person like me and you. Tough to talk to. And he hunted pheasants, stuff like that. handed souvenirs.
He was in Chicago at that time then, huh?
Not all the time. But Virginia's brother, he worked in the Stockyard Inn, and that's how, through Lawrence, he got some steaks from the Stockyard Inn.
Hmm.
I think one of these dippers is from Lawrence Wells. He handed out one of these is from him. I don't know that they're not marked.
He was always giving something out.
Oh, yeah.
He never came with what he didn't have something to hand to people.
Now this is the one here that he gave. Because the other one's from Peavy Company. This is the one.
He gives jackknives and combs and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Which family member do you remember the best? Going back to your ancestors or older generation than you, and who do you look up to?
What's your name?
Do I have it written down? No, that's not it.
It's one I look up to very much. He was Virginia's best aunt, she taught.
Her favorite aunt. You have your best, and then you have your ordinary ones.
Now, Phil Berglund, her maiden name was
Bumgarner.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And she was married to
Gus Berglund.
Gus Berglund, who was a teacher.
Yeah.
No, it was Gus.
What?
It was Gus Berglund.
Yeah. Gus Woodkey was the other one.
Gus Woodkey.
Yeah. With her other arm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's the one you think about. But this, I know his name really well. Just can't come up with it.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything else that you'd like to say about something that we haven't covered? Because we've left a lot of open spaces in here. Yeah.
Now, let's go back to your earlier days in farming. Did you ever work with horses?
I sure did work with horses. I started out in 39 farming, and I had a car, and I was about 19, 20 years old, and I gave that up for an old tractor, run-down tractor, and I thought that was pretty hard to do.
Bill Job.
Now, what kind of a tractor was it?
An old 1530 McCormick Deering.
1530 McCormick Deering. Now, did your dad ever have any tractor or anything like that in his farming days?
Yes, he did. He had a 2-cylinder high power and an old 2-cylinder. That wasn't Brumley, but an old dog.
Yeah, some
steam
pull.
That was terrible.
Yeah.
The piston
was like that. Yeah. And did you ever have any steam engines in the family?
No, we never had no steam engines.
Now, who did the thrashing for you when you after harvest time?
My uncle. But Chris, no.
Joe.
First, Job had the thrashing machine.
Yeah.
He did the community thrashing.
That's right.
Did you pitch bundles and pitch stacks too?
I sure did.
And what was the chief? Did you have binders and headers when you were harvesting?
Yes, we had binders, headers, and finally went into combine.
How old were you when you first had to start to drive the header box?
Oh, I must have been about 7 years old.
And your brothers, they had you all working on the header boxes too when you were headering?
Yes, they sure did.
How many horses were on your header at the time?
Four horses.
And header box with two horses.
Right.
Did you header with two header boxes and
two.
One header?
That's right.
How often did you give your horses a rest when they were on the header?
At lunchtime.
So they worked 4 hours on and 4 hours off. And how many acres did your dad farm when he was starting out?
About 300 acres.
About 300 acres. Did he homestead farm he was on?
Yes, he did homestead the farm we were on.
Did the girls have to go out and help in the harvest fields too?
Yes, they did.
And what did they do?
Stacked the stacks.
Did you do any grain bindering?
Yes.
Oats and barley and stuff?
We sure did.
Did the whole family go out and shock the grain then?
Yes.
Did you raise any corn?
Yes, we did.
And
about 40 acres of corn every year.
What did you use that for?
Well, first they stacked it up at home. And then every morning we'd throw it over the fence and the hogs come and got the corn.
Mm-hmm.
And then about an hour later we'd turn it into cows. And they ate the corn fodder.
Oh.
Well, they ate the corn fodder then, huh? Yeah. Hey, that's interesting.
Yeah, that is.
And how many cattle did your dad have in your growing up days?
About 30 head.
About 30 head. And how many hogs?
Oh, from 30 to 80.
Oh, that's quite a few hogs, 30 to 80 hogs. And chickens?
Yeah. There was no farm unless you had chickens.
How about ducks and geese?
No, we didn't have.
No goats, no sheep?
No.
What was your favorite horse's name?
King.
King.
I've never heard that
before. Fortunately, the king Graida on the Nofahut Masuk.
We wrote him to the neighbors and whatever we had to do.
Did you ever race with old king?
Oh, yeah.
When dad caught him?
Uh-huh.
And he was the fastest horse around the neighborhood.
do you know what kind of a horse he was?
Well, he was a black horse, and he was really good runner.
Yeah.
You don't know what kind, though, huh?
No.
Just a horse.
A horse
in those days.
That's right.
And can you still speak German?
Very little.
Can you say a few words in German, like say, "Wie geht's bei dir heute?"
Du legst mir um Herzen, du weißt nicht, wie gut ist der Mensch.
Yeah, and what's your stein name?
John Albrecht.
And wie geht's bei?
Ziemlich gut.
Und wie alt bist du, was wir nun fangen zu?
6 year old.
And, and thy grandmother's name is what?
Okay. That's written.
Yeah.
One was.
Well, this, I think, will conclude our interview here with John Jacob. You should Jacob.
Johann Jacob.
So, this will be the end of it.
I'm going to make some coffee. Can you have some fans?
Yeah.
I want to add a little more on here because there's four of us sitting at this table. And so we want to identify John's friend here. What's your name?
I'm Betty Miranda, and I lived most of my life in Wyoming, in South Dakota.
And I lived the last 15 years here with John. And what heritage are you?
Well, as far as I know, we all came over when they started settling the company, the country, and one of my relatives has signed the Declaration of Independence. It's Frank Richard Stockton.
I think that's interesting.
Yeah, came over on the Mayflower.
Mm-hmm.
They started settling the country.
Well, thank you, Betty and John. You've been most gracious to share all your family things with us. We've talked a lot about things in between our questions, and so there might be a few additions to this. Sometimes we get caught off into conversations, and so we'll be adding a few other things. Thank you, too. This is a note. John and Betty have completed all the answers, and so I will integrate that at the end again after I have read it. We'll also include in this a letter that was dated August 6, 1956 from relatives updating them on their family, how they had left Russia and gone to Germany. So that will be added on too. A question that we can answer a little more completely from his writing was, what kind of work did women have to do outside? And he had written down garden, raise the chickens, and his mother also picked cow chips to cook with and was also responsible for milking cows. Do you remember the special German foods that your mother cooked or baked? And he remembered that they had Kuchen, noodles, homemade bread, and a lot of foods that were made out of flour, and also a variety of soups. Was there music or entertainment in your home? And he answered that they had a battery radio, which you could hardly hear, and a phonograph. And I also wanted to go back about healing techniques. He had here that they ate a lot of Jell-O and a special tea. They used hot packs and liniment. And then later on they used a product called Vicks. And the family also did believe in the folk medicine. They said that infection was treated with cut up chicken and boils with something they called Denver mud or a poultice. What do you remember about the role of midwives? He said that he remembered that his Aunt Job was a midwife, and that when the doctor was called, he would come to the house for a charge of $25. What information did you get from the family newspaper? He already told us that they've got news from Germany. What about the funnies or the comics? And the comics to their family was very important. Couldn't wait to get them on Sunday. Do you remember when your family got its modern conveniences? And he said that they had always had a windmill. And they got a refrigerator in 1946, their first car in 1936, a telephone in 1955. And which family members do you remember the best? And he remembered his aunt and uncle, Dave and Caroline Job, and some other aunts and uncles, Adolf, Minnie, and Helen, who were from Wishick. He wanted to mention, too, that of his family, there were only 3 of the 8 children left at this time. And that's the end of it.